is it critical to study the COVID vaccine in people who have been vaccinated? We know it works from the clinical trials, right?
Well, when the initial clinical trials are done, that's done in controlled circumstances. It's not real world, as we might say. So for example, if you're a healthcare worker, you're going to be exposed to your patients. If you're a first responder, you're going to be exposed to the public and coworkers. And if you're an essential worker, you know, you're out there right next to a lot of people that could be giving COVID to you. So it's important to look at this in these individuals that have a particularly high level of risk of exposure.
What did you find out about breakthrough infections? I mean, how many people who have the vaccine are actually getting infected?
The studies that we published on so far are pre-Delta. So I think that's really important. Things have changed a lot. But, you know, in the initial phases of the pandemic, what we found was that if you were vaccinated with one of the messenger RNA vaccines, that's Pfizer or Moderna, you had a 91% protection against COVID-19. So you had only a very small percentage of individuals that got an infection after vaccination. Those we call breakthrough infections. And what we found was that in those individuals with breakthrough infections, they had shorter illnesses, less severe illnesses, and furthermore, the amount of virus that we could culture from them when they were sick was much lower than if people got COVID without being vaccinated, and they shed the virus for a much shorter period of time. So initially, these vaccines were truly wonderful, and they had protection very close to that which was shown in the original clinical trials.
As you continue this study, how do you anticipate the Delta variant might change things?
We're all quite worried about the Delta variant. Now, the good news is that the vaccine still provides protection. What is different, however, is that if you do get a breakthrough infection with the Delta variant, you, at least from, not from our studies, but from other studies that are out there that we've heard about so far, it appears that you don't have a reduction in the amount of virus that's in you. So you can now pass it on to others where it was much less likely in the past.
And are you still recruiting for this study?
Yes, we are still recruiting. We have actually just started recruiting youth. So that's kids anywhere from 4 months up to 17 years of age. So we already know that the older kids are getting vaccinated now, but we anticipate this fall that the vaccine will be available also for the younger kids. And so we'll be able to see whether we have the same level of effectiveness of the vaccine in kids as we've been seeing in adults.
Dr. Burgess, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Take care, Melissa. Thank you.